little bit. I mean, I love playing the deluxe because it's in the Hate and it's a comedy club, but it's, you know, it's not downtown. It's still kind of, you know, still got a little freak flag going there. And so I, you know, I can like, I can feel comfortable in that room, but it's, yeah, it's always been sort of a counterculture arena that I've looked for gigs.
Right, because you do more alternative rooms, and I don't mean alternative as in lifestyle, but alternative as in it's alternative from club, you know, your standard comedy clubs.
Yeah, no setup punch.
Yeah.
Set up. Punch. That's me.
But your the people that are that know you and pay attention to your work really do enjoy what you do. My wife and I went to the early show. Every year you do a New Year's show.
Yeah.
Here in San Francisco. My wife and I, this year, we went for New Year's. We went to your early show.
Oh, I'm honored.
And it was fantastic. But I assumed that your audience was going to be very happy to see you. I was not expecting them to be that ecstatic. And that room had quite an energy in it. I don't know what I'm guessing the late show was even better. How many years have you done that show now?
I'm going to do one last one this New Year's Eve for the Rhino. And I'm saying it's my seventh, although it could be my eighth, but I'm saying the seventh because sounds better.
Yeah.
And I also, you know, I don't want to do the same thing every New Year's, although it's a great gig. The money's nice. The
people
love
me. And it becomes tradition too.
Yeah.
It's a tradition, but I just feel like, well, you know, I want to leave it on, you know, on a certain note.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people who will take it over. So yeah, this will be my last one.
Your last one there, or just your last New Year's Eve?
My last one for New Year's Eve. It's not like I'm retiring or anything. 'Cause like I said, hey John, let's do this. This'll be, another way to sell tickets. If people know that it's, you know, I'm going to just pull out all the stops, maybe do some of my classic bits.
Right.
But then he started writing like, yes, it's the end of Marga. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I was being like, set out to pasture. It's like, no, I'm still vibrant. I still got my life ahead of me. I still got my best work ahead of me. But
it's her final New Year's Eve show. That's all.
Yeah. Just this context, you know, it's, you know, let's just keep it fresh and end it here, you know, move on.
Well, it's also nice to not always be working on New Year's Eve. That's
well, I probably still want to do something else on New Year's. I don't. It's hard. I just feel like my parents were in show business and they always worked on New Year's Eve.
That's
and
it's tradition.
Like,
if you're an entertainer, you need. It's one of those things. A superstition. Yeah. You work New Year's Eve. You end the year doing the thing that you want to continue being successful at for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It's just a superstition.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know it was a superstition. That
it is.
Really
it's
freaked
a, it's
out.
A, it's a superstition. Yeah.
I'm gonna well, maybe I don't want to do
call,
the last one.
I'm going to call the Rhino up. You know what? That thing about doing the last one. No, actually.
That was well. That's what
I'll put a hex on me.
Well, that's what somebody told. I've been from doing theater. That's what I was told. And then one of the first comedy shows I ever did was a New Year's Eve show with Tony Sparks. And he says, you know, this is a big deal. And I go, for what other reason than just being New Year's Eve? He goes, well, traditionally and superstitiously, if you were. And then he told me that. And I was like, really? And then, which was cool because the year after that was great.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I think it just feels good as a, because musicians are the same way.
Yeah.
You know, every live performer is just like, you want to have that New Year's gig. It just, you know, always looks good.
It's good on the resume.
But I don't think it's bad luck. Oh my God.
As we get towards the end of the show, Al has done a good job.
I will do anything. $50 after your New Year's show. $50.
Yeah. Well, if you're trying
to break us down, aren't you, Al?
If you're not going to be around for New Year's Eve, you can catch her coming up shortly at a slew of shows. And once again, Marga, before we end it, if you can just mention the shows you're going to be performing.
Thanks, Al. Well, the one that I think is more relevant to Set Up Punch would be the show I'm doing on June 25th with Ty Rivera, Casey Lai, and Ricky Luna at the LGBT Center. You can find out info on it on MargaGomez.com and tickets are on sale now on brown paper tickets. It's called Marga and the Bad Boys, and it will be very, very harsh, funny, and offensive, and gay. But you don't have to be gay to enter. You will be gay when you leave.
Isn't
oh, my
that
other show is Margaret Gomez is Proud and Bothered, now running through June 26th at the New Conservatory Theater Center. Thanks, you guys.
And we do have listeners in Michigan who download the podcast, so go check her out. Check her website for the location.
Mishfest.
Yes, at Mishfest.
Okay, well, that's about doing it for our show. We're going to wrap up. We have some really good guests. We had Brad Trackman earlier.
I love him.
And Margaret Gomez. And we talked about Last Comic Standing. And you can catch us next week. We'll have some more guests to come. I don't know exactly who we have.
Christy Ono will be here, the new host at the Ladies' Night, cool. The Brainwash. And she'll be here to talk about whatevs.
All right. Well, so there you have it. Listen to us. And we're here every Tuesday, 4 to 6, myself and Drew
Harmon.
So you're listening to Setup Punch. I'm Al Gonzalez.
I'm Drew Harmon.
And we're going to get out of here. So take care. Drive home safely.
Peace.
Hey Pirate Catters, this is MTV and this is the calendar for the week of June 7th. Here's what's going on in the studio at the 21st in Florida Cafe in the Mission. On Tuesday, June 8th, Short Fuse will be running the Pigs to the Blotter show, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. The Ben Feldman All-Stars will be helping out Ben Feldman from 8 to noon. Neat Neat Noise from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. will feature Stiff Little Fingers and Subhumans. Fade Out Theater from 8 to 10 will have the cast of Speech Debate along with Austin Willacy. Wednesday, June 9th, Starbuck, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., part 2 of the Andy Sator interview. Punk Prescription, 2 to 4 p.m. will feature Sparky Grinstead. Thursday, June 10th, on Sounds from the Street, 4 to 6, PR Noise, Gridlock, P to 2P, Ebony Sinai. And at Slim's on Tuesday night, Pirate Cat co-presents Stiff Little Fingers at 9 p.m., $20. Saturday, June 12th, the Deviant Ninja Show, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., features Nina Fogall of the Mosaic Project. Alto Vols, A Las Diez, Chicano Batman, Torrential Dissonance, 4 to 8 p.m., Amalgamation, and Dirty Cello will be performing. Sunday, June 13th, Sanguine Soul will feature the sounds of Kid Chameleon from 3 to 5, and Nocturna will have the ink blots from 8 to 10 p.m. Long Playa will be playing Modes 101 from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. And as always, every Friday afternoon, 3 to 6, Diamond Dave's Common Threads open mic. 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, Pirate Cat Show stand-up live comedy showcase. Every Monday, Pirate Cat and Big Al Gonzalez present Live and Deluxe, the comedy showcase at Club Deluxe SF at 9 p.m. And don't forget to listen to me, MTV, on 9th Floor Radio and Pretty Good Not Much. Sunday, June 13th, Sanguine Soul will feature the sounds of Kid Chameleon from 3 to 5, and Nocturna will have the ink blots from 8 to 10 p.m. Long Playa will be playing Depeche Modes 101 from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. And as always, every Friday afternoon, 3 to 6, Diamond Dave's Common Threads open mic. Then Friday evening, 10 p.m. to 12 midnight, Pirate Cat Show stand-up live comedy showcase. Every Monday, Pirate Cat and Big Al Gonzalez present Live and Deluxe, the comedy showcase at Club Deluxe SF at 9 p.m. And don't forget to listen to me, MTV, on 9th Floor Radio and Pretty Good Not Much.
Shanty enhances the quality of life.